Okay, we are on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. I'll just remind ourselves what the Gemara asked, right? So the Mishnah said that a Pitzua Daka or Kur Shivcha is allowed to marry Gioris or Mishuchereres, right? Because the only thing that Pitzua Daka and Kur Shivcha are not allowed to marry is their Asalav Bakal. But a Gioris or Mishuchereres, even though they are fully 100% Jews, they're not considered part of the Kahal in that way. So the Gemara wants to know, well, what about a Kohen? Right, what about a Kohen who is a Pitzua Daka and Kur Shivcha? Are they allowed to marry a Gioris and Mishuchereres? Because on the one hand, they are not allowed to marry them, just as Kohen can marry these people anyways. Maybe in some sense they like lose their kedusha, and they're once they're Kur Shivcha and Pitzua Daka, in which case maybe they should be allowed to marry Gioris and Mishuchereres. And by the way, does the Mishnah state whether it does make a distinction? Think about that. Does the Mishnah make a distinction between Kohen and non-Kohen? The Mishnah just says Pitzua Daka Kur Shivcha Mutarim Bi Gioris Mishuchereres. Right? It's interesting. It doesn't say anything about Kohen. The Mishnah says clearly. The Gemara isn't convinced necessarily, and the original question the Gemara asks is, so the Gemara tries to answer Amar Leib Rav Sheshes in the third line of the Gemara, Tinisua, I know already, Pitzua Daka Yisrael Mutar Bin Nisi, not right, Pitzua Daka Bin Yisrael, right? It's a different mission here. It says is Mutar Bin Nisina, right? Can marry a Nisina, right? Who is basically a person with a questionable conversion, right? And if you think that the Jewish Israel still has this kedusha, ikrei kan los dosis chatim ban. There's an iser of intermarriage, right? And if that, so how can he marry a nasin, a nesina, if he's still considered a Jew? There's an iser deraisa to marry a nesina if you're a Jew. So in which case, what does it sound like? Sounds like he loses his kedusha Israel, right? When he has to daka kedusha, huh? In which case, that's why he's allowed to marry her. So maybe the same thing I say by the Kohen, he loses kedusha's kuna. And that's why he should be allowed to marry Gioris and Mishuchereres. So Amarava, Atu Hasa Mishum Kedusha Vla Kedusha Hu. Right? Really, you think this question of this Chatim Bam is about Kedusha? No. Dilma Moli Ben Va'azu Palach Lavuas Kochavim. The reason that the Torah gives for intermarriage is because now your child's going to go and become an Avod Avodah Zarah. Right? Vahani Mili Behiyosan Avodah Kochavim. Right? And that's only when they're not Jewish. Kimigare Be Yisrael Sharu. And once they convert, you're permitted to marry them. Obviously, a non-Jew converts, a person can marry. V'rabbanan who the gazer b'hu, and the chazal were the ones who made a gezerah on the nesina, right? Because we're concerned, maybe she's not really a convert, right? However, v'chigazer b'hu rabbanan b'hanach the b'nei oludi, but when they made the gezerah, as one of those individuals who can actually have children, avahaydala b'ar oludi lo gazer b'rabbanan, but someone who can't have children didn't make the gezerah on them. Meaning, the whole din is a din of maybe the child is going to now end up being an idolater. So, and then the nesina is just a chashash. Maybe they're not really a good convert, right? They didn't really mean it, and that's only gezerah derabanan. But that gezerah derabanan is only in the place of a person who can have children. Someone not going to have children, the gezerah was never made for such a person. You have that a lot, by the way, that even when Chazan makes gezeras, it only applies to certain individuals, or maybe certain individuals who are yotzei min aklal, or milsit lo shchicha, less common situations that gezeras don't apply to. So in which case, so if that's true, right, then this has nothing to do with kedusha, not kedusha, in which case there's no proof at all from this that you can tell me anything about the Kohen situation, right? It's not the same. It's like, wait a second. What you're saying is true, right? That it's not about Kedusha, it's just about the Gzeira. Mamzer, the Bar Lude, Mamzer, who can have children, right? Hachinami, the Aser. And Mamzer should also be Aser. Allah Matanam, but why did we, that base, the Bach changes the word. Allah Matanam, if that's true, then why do we know the Mishnah? Mamzerim, Unisinim, Mutarim, Lavobaze, Baze. That a Mamzer and Nusin can marry each other, right? How can that be if this whole rule, right, of a nusin not being allowed to marry into the kahal is because of of this gzeira, and the gzeira only didn't apply to people who can't have children, then why can't moms marry a nusin? So that's not true. So elaki gazer abanan b'ksherim b'psulim lo gazer. No problem, says the Gemara. No, I'll answer that. The gzeira was made on ksherim. It wasn't made on psulim. Right, so it makes it a little broader to the individual to whom it doesn't apply. B'psulim lo gazer abanan. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, look at Rashi. Bipsulin. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 lines in the bottom. Bipsulin could go in Bitsua Dako Mamzer. Lo Gazir Abanan. Why? Mishim the Milsa Lo Shchichi. Because it's the Milsa Lo Shchichi. Right? Something that doesn't come out very often. Right, so that's what we were mentioning before, that the reason why, at least at this stage, that the Gemara wants to assume that you can include Mamzer and Tzudaka Kershivcha in these individuals who are not included in the Gzer against the Nesinim. So that is, why is that? Because again, the Chazal make Gzeras for scenarios that are typical. They don't make Gzeras for every single unique circumstance sometimes. Okay. In which case, again, we still have rejected the proof that maybe this is about Kiddusha, in which case the Kohen would be allowed to marry the Giyaros and Mishukharos. Fine. So, Hada, I'm a Rava, Lav Milsi. And Rava then, as you said, just kidding. It's not true. This is really not correct. And the Bach also changed the language in the Gimel. Lav Milsi, the Amrei be Giyusan, Leis Lehu Chasnus. Leis Gairu, Is Lehu Chasnus. So really, this whole thing is not correct. Why? Because the whole issue of los eschatin bam, right? That really applies when los eschatin bam implies that there's actual marriage, right? How can there be marriage? You only have marriage by someone who's Jewish, right? If a Jew marries a non-Jew, right? There's an intermarriage. It's not a marriage, right? We don't consider halakhically marriage. So los eschatin bam can't possibly be referring to a non-Jew. It must be referring to a non-Jew who converts. And that's what it's really referring to. In which case, our whole proof and everything we're trying to do is not true. Look at Rashi. Just kidding. Doesn't have anything there. Not yet. So in which case, hold on 1 second. Yeah, Rava was the one who had attacked the idea of, Kedusha, it's not about Kedusha, what are you talking about? Right, Rava was the one who went on the attack originally. And Rava now is rescinding his attack. That's the point. And then Rava is rescinding his attack. So since Rava is rescinding his attack, in a certain sense, you could argue that the Rav Sheshes's, point, we have this proof from Petsua Daka Yisrael, being allowed to marry Nesina, and if it's all about Kiddusha, then if you still think he has the Kiddusha, what about this Los Eschatin Bam? So Rava was the one who attacked back. What are you talking about? It's not about Kiddusha, etc. But now Rava is rescinding his attack. In which case, if Rava is rescinding his attack, so then the proof is still there, and you could argue at that point that it is an issue of Kiddusha, and that's the reason why. Again, Petsua Daka can marry Nesina is because he lacks his Kedushas Yisrael. And that's why he's allowed to violate the Din of Los Eschatin Bam because he is lacks his Kedushas Yisrael. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. So basically, what Rava says is, forget what I said. Forget it. I retract. And really, this issue of Los Eschatin Bam refers to individuals who have already converted. And they're allowed to. I'm not sure I'm saying that correctly. Can you check me on that? Make sure I'm saying it right. Schatim bam applies only after marriage. Then when the krushivcha and pesudak is allowed to marry this individual, that must be because their kedusha is gone. So we're back to proof. Right. In which case, we have a proof that you can taka.
A Kohen would be allowed to marry someone who's normally not allowed.
The implication is that the kedusha of the individual, the krushivcha or the tzudaka, goes away when that accident happens. Right. So the Gemara is going to attack right away. What are you talking about? Look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Meisav Rav Yosef vayischatein Shlomo es bas Paro melach Mitzrayim." Right? What do you mean? What do you mean? It's only true when they, that chasnus is only actual marriage, only when they convert. We know that Shlomo Melech marries Bas Paro, right? And that presumably the presumption there was she wasn't Jewish, right? So Gemara says, "No, they had a conversion." Right? Says no, but halo kiblu gerim lo me dav lo me shlomo. Right? They actually didn't accept gerim in the time of dav and shlomo. Am Yisrael was on the top in those days. Right? Am Yisrael was ruling the world, so they didn't accept gerim in those days. We're gonna see why. But the point is, they weren't accepting gerim, so that can't be that they converted her because they weren't accepting gerim during that time. Mara says, no, mi dehu taima el l'shulchan melachim. No, the reason why they didn't accept gerim is they didn't want people joining Am Yisrael because it's so great to be a Jew, right? Rabbi Soloveitchik used to emphasize this, and we've talked about this in our Gemaras already. That when this person converts to Judaism, you tell them, you know, being a Jew is so terrible, and they attack you, and they hate us. Right? So that's not going to work when Am Yisrael is at the top, right? So they weren't accepting gerim when Am Yisrael was doing great. So. But for her, it didn't matter. Why? Because Bas Paro was a princess. Right? She was a princess. She didn't gain anything by marrying a king. She was already the queen, already a princess. So what did it apply to her? Marsha said, so what? V'tepiklei toha mitzris rishoni. She was a mitzris. And we have a rule. A mitzris is asalavo bakal. For the first 3 years, first three generations, a mitzri converts can't marry a Jew. V'chite mahanach azle la'alma. This is a great, cool line. Gemara says, maybe you're telling me, no. That was those mitzrim, right? We say that today, right? The mitzrim, today's mitzris are not, that's not really Egyptians, right? So the Gemara is saying, no, you may say that. They're even saying, no, that was the old mitzrim, but not us, right? V'chite mahanach azle, they all died. They all died in the Kriyas Yamsuf, whatever, right? V'hani achrini ninu, and these are different mitzrim. V'hatanya amri b'huda min yamin ger mitzri hayli chavir mitamide Rebbe Kiva. So Rabbi Yehuda said that there was a guy, his name was Minyamin, and he was a Ger Mitzri, and he was a friend of his from the students of Rabbi Akiva, and Amar. Minyamin said as follows, Ani Mitzri Rishon, I'm a first generation Egyptian convert, but now Sasi Mitzri Rishon, and I found, you know, there's like a special dating app for Mitzri converts.
They hit the pyramid.
So I married, you know, another first generation Mitzri convert. All right, I see the bani the mitzri shenis, and I'm going to marry my son to a second generation mitzri. Kadesh yehei ben bani royal levo bakal, so that my grandson should be able to become a full fledged member of the community. So point being that there were real mitzrim, and if they're real mitzrim now, you better bet that in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, she was a real mitzris. M.K. And if she's a real mitzris, what does that mean? It means for sure she was forbidden levo bakal, and in which case you're calling her. Calling it chasnus, right? Yischatein bam. They got married, would not really be correct. They couldn't really be married. By the way, just look at Rashi says. V'hanach azid la'ama, the second line of Rashi on the top left. So if that was true, then if it was different mitzrim, right, and they had died already, they had just died. Look at Rashi. V'hanach azid la'ama, meisu v'tavu b'mei paro. Maybe they died right then. Right, so then who, the Torah says, you can't marry Mitzri. So then who's referring to? No, so V'hichi Rachmana Me'erev Rav. We're just talking about the Erev Rav who had come along. That'd be the only individuals that they were referring to. But anyways. Fine. So the bottom line is, since he's a Mitzri, so that also would have been a forbidden marriage anyways. What's interesting though, I'm just thinking of this now as we're talking about it. If a Jew would marry a Mitzri convert, Would you say that there's no that the kiddushin is not chal? I don't know if we would say that, right? That's they're usher lavo bakal. It's not like marrying. I don't know if it's the same as marrying a non Jew, but a non Jew kiddushin is not tofes, right? I don't know if I would assume not that if a Jew marries a mitzri convert, what?
Because it's a mitzri.
Because meaning the mitzri convert is an usher lavo bakal. Right? They're not allowed to marry a Jew, but when they do, they are Jewish. They are Jewish, so I don't know that in that case.
But their children aren't allowed to marry. In theory, aren't allowed to marry into the Kal either.
Their children are not yet.
Kind of like halalim of sorts.
Right, but exactly. So in which case, I would believe. I'm just thinking this now as we're talking. I didn't think we were preparing, but if that's true, I would think that look at Rashi says.
But the same would have applied to what we were saying earlier to an Essene, right? Because all the same thing. You can't marry a Jew, but if you do.
It still counts, but the point is, what they're trying to say here is that losis chatin bum,
right,
by the non-Jews is not really marriage, and that's true.
Right.
That's not really marriage. The truth is Rashi and Tosfos pick it up. Look at the top Rashi. V'tepiklei dafilu the top Rashi and I have a base. V'tepiklei dafilu gaira mitzris rishonahi v'afilu hachi karule chasnus. And nevertheless, you called it marriage. Again, interesting. Good, Tosfos, I'm not crazy. Tosfos on the right side, but typically, You see that touches on the top. Perish bekundrus v'afilu achin karo lechasnos. Right, like a big kasha, and he called it marriage, even though. And says Tosfos the kasha the pshita the shaykh bechasnos. Right, the hot tavsi about kedushin. Good. So Tosfos says I don't understand. Of course they call it marriage. You can be tovis kedushin. So he says a nira de parech the heich nasa shlomo ha mitzvah rishona havai v'asura bakal. So the kasha only there really. This is good. It's a little the strong. The question is not as strong when you call it when you say no. Now they're a mitzvah. She's a mitzvah because you can still call it marriage. Right, it's just a forbidden marriage, right? But okay, fine. But nevertheless, Gemara's bothered. You're calling it by Yischatin that got married when he was getting married to Isser at this point. Fine. So go back to the Gemara. And the truth is, and the Gemara makes it clear, there are Egyptian converts that's you know even today, or at least even today in their time. So Amrav Papa Anon Mishlomo Leku V'Nosiv. Right. So Rav Papa says, wait a second. We're going to learn out this whole thing from Shlomo Melech. Shlomo lo nasev midi. Dichsid vei mina goyim esher amar Hashem al bnei Yisrael lo savo behem veheim lo yavo grachem achin yotu eslevavchem acharei Eloheim bahem davak Shlomo lava. And the Pasuk says that he intermarried. Right, the Pasuk says that Shlomo did the same thing. They're talking about intermarriage. It's terrible. It's that you're marrying non-Jewish women and etc. And the whole thing was Aser. Look at Rashi. Lo nasiv midi, right? El lisnus hayimiskavin, right? It was the wrong thing to do, but it wasn't really a marriage. Fine. So if that's true, so it's a good point that Shlomo was not really married to this woman. Okay. El akasha vayischatin. So why does the pasuk say that they got married? They didn't get married, right? The Navi still says they got married. So well, no, mitoch ava yisera sha'ava male lavakosav ki ilu nischatin. He liked it so much. The same way we would say that someone was intermarried. Right? We say they got married. Right? I'm going to it. So there was an intermarriage taking place, right? It's terrible. Don't worry. It's not really marriage. We call it marriage, right? Fine. So the bottom line is, it is good kasha, and veischatem does not have to mean, right? The whole kasha that Rava asked on himself, nah, you know, chasnos means really marriage. It must be after she was married, after she converted. No reason to say that. Yveischatim can just as easily mean, you know, marriage, even though it's not really halachic marriage. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Vaha Anan Tanan Batua Daka. Oh, sorry, the Bach changes it to Vaha Anan Lotanan. Right? But we have our look at our own Mishnah. Batua Daka Ukur Shivcha Mutarim Bigiyoris Mishichreres. Right? Let's go. I mean, let's go back to our whole conversation here. Our Mishnah said that Betzua Daka and a Kosh Shivcha is permitted to marry Giyaris and Mishagaris. Ha Benistina Asiri. Right? The implication is that again, even a Yisrael shouldn't be allowed to marry even a Nasin. Right? So Amalei, if that's true, Litamech, Ema Seifa, Vaina Nasrun, Elamila Vobakal. Yeah, but the Seifa, at the end of our mission said, the only that's Asir is the Vobakal. Ha Benistina Sharu, but we allow a Nasin to be love Vobakal. The implication would be that Nasin's mutalav abakal, which obviously is not correct. So don't make your, you know, the fact that it just said that the Tzudak and Kurshivcha are mutarim b'giyors or b'nishachreres, the implication that Nasin is usher, you know, from there, not silly, because you can make the same inference the other way from the Seifa. So rather, what do you say? So Ella mehal leik lamashmina. So actually, we can't infer anything from there, and we don't. And so there's no proof. So if I were to ask you, what's the conclusion of the Gemara on this topic? The Gemara seems to say we don't really know either way. We tried a proof, we rejected it, and we go back. So the truth is, it's not correct. If you look at the Gemara, if you look back in your Gemara, and you ask the original question, right? The Gemara said, "By me name, Rav Sheshes." So it provided two possibilities. Do we say Bikdushe Kai V'Aser, right? Is the coin not allowed to marry her because she Giyaris and Mishraim because he maintains his Kedusha? Oh, Dima Lav Bikdushe Kai. And on the word Lav, there's a Zion. That Zion takes us to the Rambam Yisur Abiyah. The Rambam Yisur Abiyah in Perek Taz Zion Paskins, that a coin is permitted to marry a Giyaris, a coin who's a Betua Daka, and Kru Shivcha is permitted to marry a Giyaris and Mishraim. Permitted, right? So where does it come from? So the Magen Mishnah there argues that simple pshat in the Mishnah, like I mentioned before, is that way. Right? The Mishnah does not make a distinction between one or the other. And he has a little back and forth in explaining why this Gemara, that even after Rava like rejects his attack, you know, it's you know, that's really the conclusion in a certain sense. The back and forth is, but that really the assumption is that's correct. And that's really about Kedusha and the fact that the Kohen loses his Kedusha, so that's why he is now allowed to marry a Kohen Krishivcha. And Psudaka is allowed to go ahead and marry a Gioras and a Mishapah. It's interesting.
Theoretically, if they have children?
Yeah.
What? Hypothetically, if, even though it's theoretically impossible, if they have children?
They can't have children.
Right. Well, let's say they hypothetically have children.
Well, yeah, because in today's world, you can't have children, right? Because the medical advances would.
So, it's a good, so the different Gemara question.
Assumes you can't have children.
The, so Gemara assumes you can't have children. The good question would be, what? So this is a different Shaila. What about Bizman Azeh?
Right.
Do we define Krushivcha and Betsuadaka the same way? Right? What if there are these situations where now there are, you know, medical ways of making these people able to have children? So maybe then we have to, I don't even know, I haven't looked it up. But maybe that's no longer the definition. Right? Is it the physical definition or is it the practical definition, result oriented? We'll have to see as we get there. But presumably whatever we be defined as Betsuadaka and Krushivcha, that's individual as a Kohen will be allowed to. Okay, all right, sure.